Mr. Palmer, if we can get some opening comments on what is expected to be just a tremendous week.
Well, let's see. I don't know, excuse me, where to start, except to tell you that we're ready. The golf course is ready. I think it'll be excellent condition for the tournament. And one announcement that I will make that most of you already know, I have every intention of, on May the 15th, closing the golf course and redoing all 18 greens and the putting greens. So that's probably my biggest announcement as far as what's going to happen in the next year. The golf course will be closed most of the summer, and we'll have 9 holes open, which is the Charger 9, and it will be in good shape to play, but you'll have to do it twice if you're going to play 18 holes. The greens will not be overseeded in the future. In the past, many years ago, when I first shot Bay Hill, I was going to try to do Bermuda through the winter, and we got a little scared, I guess is as good a word as you can think of, about not overseeding in the winter for the tournament. So we did, and we continued to for all the years, 39 or 40 years, and we are now decided that we have a strain of Bermuda that will resist the winters, and we're going to attempt to do the golf course with new greens for next year's tournament. That's it. I'll answer any questions that I can. And with that, what else can I tell you? I may change 16. That's one thing that's really the weak part of the golf course right now, 16, and as you all know, it's a very weak par 5. I will lengthen it a little and maybe change the green a little, but nothing way out with the green change, and that's pretty much it. As far as any other changes, I haven't anything in mind. And I'll answer any questions you want about those two subjects. First the greens, then 16. This year, as advised, we have allowed the rough to get a little stronger, and I think you'll find that the guys will have a little playing to do to get out of the rough if they hit it in the rough. We also have widened the fairways a little, so they have a little more room to get into the fairways. But those are things that happen in tournaments every day, so it's nothing unusual. Any questions? Anybody have questions about the golf course? Can you put that mic away and talk to me?
The players the past couple days have all spoken of your humility, and that's what they've really loved about you over the years. I know you're not one to brag or boast about your accomplishments and whatnot, but what has brought you the most joy or gratification with just the game, with your contribution to the game of golf?
What?
Just your contributions to the game of golf.
Just what has brought you maybe the most joy or some of the...
Well, I think if I've made some contribution, I'm appreciative of the fact that I have tried to just make the game better and have people understand the game of golf better, the etiquette, the way we play the game. All those things are things that I would like to think that I've made some contribution to.
Orlando's really grown up as a sports town. Wasn't that way when you first started this tournament? What did you see in this city that made you want to invest in it?
Well, I started playing in the Citrus Open, which was at Rio Pinar in the 50s and 60s, early 60s. We moved here. I thought that we had a good chance of making this a really great tournament, and of course we've been reasonably successful. I feel that Bay Hill is good. The topography and the things around here, the water, this was all orange groves when we started, and the roads were 2-lane roads, and that was it. And what has happened over the years is obviously we've grown with Disney. We were here before Disney was other than in their minds, wasn't anything. It was a thought. And, of course, you've seen what has happened since then. I think we still can improve, and we will improve with this tournament as years go on.
Did you happen to watch Sam live compete in Puerto Rico when he was in the playoff? And if so, what were the emotions you were feeling watching him try to win for the first time on the PGA Tour?
Well, of course, I was very pleased to see him finish in the playoff. I watched the tournament entirely, and when it looked like there were two guys with on a par five to make pars to keep him out, I kind of watched something else. I didn't really switch channels or anything. I got talking to some people, and they said, "Oh, you hear what had happened?" And I said, "No, what happened?" And they said, "Sam's tied." Well, both guys made bogeys. Now, how in the world, in a major championship such as Puerto Rico, you have two guys that need to make pars on par fives, can you think that the guys that are back are going to get into the playoff? Well, hell, that was as big a surprise to me as it was anybody in this room. But I was happy. I was happy for him. And I'm sorry it didn't go on a little further, but it was still a good finish for him.
From our area, Alexa Hammer has been awarded the first Arnold Palmer Scholarship to St. Andrews in Scotland. I just wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about your relationship with St. Andrews,
your pride in having a scholarship program there.
Well, I think to St. Andrews University and St. Andrews go hand in hand, and I think it's wonderful that this young lady has received that scholarship. I have one from St. Andrews myself, and I'm very pleased and happy. I think we'll see more of that, and that's part of my ambition.
You know, you've mentioned that you're going to go ahead and hit the tee shot at the Masters again. Looking forward.
I can't hear you.
You mentioned you're going to go ahead and hit the opening tee shot at the Masters again this year with Jack and Gary. Can you talk about kind of your excitement level for returning back to Augusta again for another year?
Excitement for hitting the first shot at Augusta again this year.
Oh, as you know, I have a dislocated shoulder. Maybe this week or next week I'm going to start hitting the ball, and I have every intention of hitting the first drive at Augusta.
My question is, I know that Tiger Woods called you this week and told you he wasn't going to be here. That part of the conversation, I'm sure, was very short. But my understanding is you were on the phone for almost an hour with Tiger. Could you talk about what you did talk about with Tiger during that hour's conversation?
Well, first of all, whoever told you it was an hour is full of shit. And what I had to say was very little. I didn't say much of anything. Tiger did most of the talking. And I can tell you there's nothing confidential about it. He just, first of all, he said on, he says, you know, he says, I can't think of anything that I'd rather do than be there to play. And then he explained that he didn't feel his game was ready. He really wanted to work on it and get it ready to play. And I don't blame him. I think that if I were being in his position, I would probably have said somewhat similar things. He simply said that he just couldn't present himself ready to play when he isn't. He's going to work on his game and get to it, and that's most of what he said. And I told him how much we'd miss him and how sorry we were that he wasn't coming, because his record at this golf course is the best record in golf on any single situation such as his. And I appreciated the fact that he called, and he was very nice and very apologetic for not being here, and that was the conversation. Period.
You're right, it didn't sound like it was an hour.
Well, you heard what I said.
Have you had a chance to talk to Rory since he's come, and what do you like best about his game?
I have not talked to Rory since he's been here. I will in the day or today or tomorrow, for sure. But I can say I'm very happy to have him here. I think it's nice that he has come on. He told me earlier that he was coming, and I think he'll snap things up and and make it very interesting, and he'll play well. I'm sure he'll play well here. That's about as much as I can tell you about that.
What, in your mind, are the keys to good fundamental design that allows a course like Bay Hill to sustain over time and be such a great golf course?
As far as sustaining the playability of the golf course and as having it a championship course, I expect to make some changes in the golf course in the years to come, make it more difficult, but not change it dramatically at this point. We'll do what we need to do to make it a competitive and a good playable golf course. We'll add a little length, maybe do some things that are normal for a championship golf course. Work with the PGA Tour and doing things here and keep the active on the golf course, whether it be holes like 16 where, you know, it's too easy a par 5. We will change it and do things. And we're going to do things like that throughout the year.
I've been to your office and I've seen how much stuff can pile up in there. People looking for your autographs and signing this and that. How much piled up while your arm was in a sling and you were unable to sign?
Well, I that's funny. You must have seen it the other day. It was piled up higher than I am. But Janet, my secretary, and I got to working, and we spent a day cleaning it up, and it's cleaned up right now, isn't it? She says it's cleaned up. We have everything you can imagine. I have letters from people I haven't seen in 50 years, and we have questions and all kinds of things that are very surprising, but that's normal. We anticipate that. She spends her whole day writing letters for me to people that we tell them that if they write and they want to answer, we'll give them the best we can. But we are continuing to do it. Right now, I only have about a day's work there. It's pretty well cleaned up.
Arnold, what are you most proud of Sam about?
I'm sorry?
What are you most proud of about Sam?
Sam is a very polite young man. That's one thing I'm very proud of. He has conducted himself very well through this early stage of professional golf. And it isn't easy. It isn't easy for him to be my grandson and to carry on the way he has and do the things that he's done. He's done them very well. He comes, he spends a lot of time on the practice tee with me. We don't spend hours. We spend 10 or 15 minutes, and I give him what I think is necessary, and he goes with it. And he's gone with it for a couple of years now, and he's getting better and better all the time. He's finally maturing into a professional golfer, and he will continue to mature. And as time goes on, he will do better. I believe I have every confidence in him to play the tour and play it well. And thus far, he has indicated that that's going to work. So I'm pleased, and as long as his manners and his characteristics are as good as they are, I'll be happy.
Talk about the charity aspects of the tournament and giving back to the local community.
The charity aspects of this tournament and giving back to the local community.
Well, as most of you know, charity is what this tournament's all about. When Frank Hubbard, 45 years ago, asked me if I'd put my name on the Citrus tournament for the hospital, I thought about it and I gave him my rules for my name being on the hospital and the tournament. And they accepted that, and for thus far, they have done the things that they promised me they'd do. And that's the rules. That's the way we do it. The Arnold Palmer Hospital for Women and Babies have come just thousands of miles over what we had anticipated. We've now got the Winnie Palmer Hospital and the Cancer Center. We do everything we said we'd do, And the hospital has done what they said they'd do. They've got it clean. They've got it operating very, very well. And I'm very proud of it. And I got my family involved, and Amy's very involved in the hospital now. And we will continue to do the things that we promised we'd do, and we will continue to raise money to keep that hospital the number one hospital in the world.
Your love for this Central Florida region. The very first time that I read, you visited Orlando. A Wake Forest team had a match against Rollins College. Do you recall any of that? Share the experience, and also the very first time you played the exhibition match here at Bay Hill with Jack Nicklaus, Don Cherry, and
Dave Reagan.
Yes, yes. Did you share?
No, I don't remember. Well, there are some fun things about what you just went over. I came here in, the first time in, I think, 48. I was a sophomore at Wake Forest University. We played the men's golf team at Rollins, the Wake Forest golf team. And that was the first day we were here. And our coach was a guy by the name of Johnny Johnson. And he said, what do you guys want to do? He says, you can practice here or we can go on to the next match. And we all voted to stay at Rollins because we were playing the girls' golf team. And for the next 2 days, we played the girls' golf team. That was a hell of a lot more fun than playing the men's golf team. And some of the people that were on that, Betty Rowland was one of the girls at Rollins at the time, and she later became the national amateur champion and quite a golfer in her own right. And she's still a good friend of mine from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And that was my first visit here, and of course, we loved it. We had Bud Worsham, who was my roommate at the time, and I were approached by Rollins to transfer from Wake Forest to Rollins. And we checked Wake Forest and thought about it, and after about, I guess 6 months it was, we decided that we'd stay at Wake Forest and come and play Rollins annually as we did. Does that answer the question?
Arnold, I saw Dal Finsterwald riding in a golf cart today. I was wondering, is he here as your friend, or does he have a function with the tournament?
Dal Finsterwald and I have been friends since 1947. He played at Ohio and came. They did a spring trip to play golf against us at Wake Forest, and we became friends then. And we've traveled together on the tour for all these years. So we are very close friends. He lives here in the winter, and he and Linda are here now, and they've been here ever since.
Arnold, just over here. Just wanted to follow up on the question about Tiger from earlier. You've obviously seen what he's been going through in the limited times he's played this year. First, how surprised are you to see his struggles, especially the short game? And would you offer up any thoughts on how he could get back?
Well, you know, Tiger is, God, I've known him since he was 3 feet high. He's a great player. He was a very talented young kid with his father instructing him. For me to tell you or tell Tiger what he could do, there's only one thing I can say, and that's practice and confidence. To regain the confidence that he had when he was starting out. And that was what made him what he is, and that's the way he'll get it back. It's just regain the confidence and the ability to hit the golf. I think one thing Tiger did, this is an opinion that I haven't even given anybody, and that is that he should do what he thinks he should do.